Okay, Shalom Rabosai. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Vav. We have the tremendous chus of finishing the seventh parak of Shabbos, parak Kol Gadol. We are almost halfway through the Masechta. So again, pump open a beer, have a lechayim, pat yourself on the back. We are plowing through and we'll keep on going weiter. But before we celebrate, we do have to learn the daf and actually get there. So we're on the bottom of Ayin Hei Amud Beis by the Mishnah. If you remember, the parak is called Klal Gadol, and the Mishnah at the beginning said Klal Gadol Amru, and talked about a bunch of things. The Gemara said, why do you say Klal Gadol? Because there's another, had a whole story, because there's another Klal. There's going to be another rule coming later in the Masechta. Well, here we go. The old Klal Acher Amru. There's another rule that we set. Now, just to explain what we're about to talk about, right? We've mentioned a couple times that to be chayav for a malacha on Shabbos, you need to do a kashir. You need to do, you have to do borer on something that's a shir, a tochein on a kashir. If you do it on a very small amount, you're not going to be chayav. Hotzah also needs a shir, and the Gemara here is going to talk about the shir for hotzah. Since it's can be done with many items, there's going to be a general rule in terms of the shir that will vary, as you'll see in 1 second. So the klal, the rule is like this by hotzah. Call a kasher latznia. Anything that is normally latznia literally means to hide, but means here to store away in a person's house. Umatznian kamohu, and a person would store that amount. Rashi says kamos ze klamar sheish bo shir haroi latznio. It has to be an item. Right? What are you chayav for taking outside on Shabbos? So it has to be an item that is normally stored in a person's house, right? Meaning a person cares about it. It has to be chashev enough for a person to keep it. Matznim kamohu, it has to be an amount of that item that is chashev enough, right? Like salt, for example, let's say a person keeps salt in their house, that's chashev enough. But if you take out a granule of salt, right, that amount is not chashev to most people, to all people. V'hotzio b'shavis, so if it's an item that's chashev enough, and it's an item, and enough of that item, if it's an amount of that item that is chashev enough, v'hotzio b'shavis, and take it outside on Shabbos, chayev chatas olav, you're going to be chayev chatas. But if it's not something that people usually keep and it's not enough of the shear, so, and if someone takes out, let's say, that granule of salt, they're not going to be chayiv. But hamatznio, let's say there is a person who would keep a granule of salt. That's chashiv to him. So when he takes out that granule of salt on Shabbos to go to Shus HaRabim, so that he is machshev that item, and that already he is chayiv. He is chayiv for taking it out because he already considered it that item to be chashiv. If I would take out my own little granule of salt that I don't care about necessarily, I would not be chayiv. But this person who would store a granule of salt, so he would be chayiv for taking it out on Shabbos. Okay, so Gemara says kol hakasher latznia lafu gemai. What does that mean? Well, the Mishnah usually gives you a rule. Usually, it's coming to exclude. It has something in mind. It's trying to exclude. So the Gemara says, what is that coming to exclude? Rav Papa Amar Lafuge Dam Nida. It's to exclude Nida blood. Why would you think that you should keep Nida blood? So again, we have, we're more familiar with, let's say, a Bedika cloth that a Rav has to check if you have a Shaila in terms of Dam Nida. Right, back in the day, they used to check the actual Dam Nida, perhaps, for different colors, if it was red, if it was green, if it was yellow, brown, whatever. But certainly now we have we're more familiar with the bedika cloths. But you might say that you might have to keep that item. So kamash malan, that's not something that people store necessarily. That's to exclude atzei asherah is avodah zarah, the trees that people used to worship. So I was that's also behana that has no use. People don't store them, so that is excluded by the Mishnah. Gemara clarifies man de amar damnida kol shekein atzei asherah. According to Rav Papa, who says that it's excluding Dam Nida, which has no purpose, so Atzei Asherah, which is also Behana, certainly he would agree that that's not included. Man Damar Atzei Asherah, but according to Maruk, who says that it's excluding Atzei Asherah because it's also Behana, about Dam Nida, people might think Dam Nida Matznele. People do actually keep Dam Nida, according to Maruk. What purpose could there be if you're not going to, you don't have to examine it or whatever? He says, Matznale l'shunra. People will keep it, hide it away for a shunra, for a cat. Apparently, the cats of the world have upgraded their eating situation. Right now, we have all types of fancy cat food. Back then, they would feed them, perhaps, in the Shas Adichak, as we'll see in a second. Well, not here, but okay. In Shas Adichak, you might feed them Dam nida, they might drink it. Sounds terrible, but okay. V'idach, and the other one, why doesn't the other one, man damar, hold that they would feed him dam, feed dam nida, right? Why would, right, Rav Papa say that, right, Marukva is the one who says, right, that dam nida would be included in the Mishnah, that people hide. So why wouldn't Rav Papa agree that people usually keep dam nida for their cats? Kevin de chalsha lo masnale. Since it would that would weaken, they wouldn't do that. What does that mean? Rashi says, Kevin de chalsha hamachil dam ha'adam lechatul nasa chalosh oso adam. That a person who feeds blood, human blood, to an animal, to a cat, that person, for whatever reason, would become weakened. So that's not something that you know, people would do necessarily. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, right, okay. V'idash kevin dechash shabrat lo masnale. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Bar Chanina. Hi, the low Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon. I'm Rabbi Amru Kol Shurin Alalo Elam Lo Masneiyim. So that's not related to machlokes between Rav Papa and Mar Akva, but Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that this Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, right, call it at the beginning, call Hakasher Latsniyim Latsniyim Kamohu. So that's not like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is the one who says in the Mishnah we'll get to today. He says that lo amru kol shiurim halalu ela matzniyehem, that all of these shiurim are only for people who actually do store the items, meaning the average person who stores these items. But a person, let's say, who's wealthier would not be chayef, meaning it's all subjective according to Rabbi Shimon. If, let's say, you know, the shear of salt is a grogeris, yeah, is like a not those dry fig. Let's say the amount you can fit in your hand. So for a regular person, that's a chashuv amount of salt. But for someone who's very wealthy, that's not chashuv amount of salt at all. Right? That person has storehouses of salt. So for that type of person, a wealthy person, to take out a handful of salt would not be chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says that it all goes based on a person's stature, or based on what a person would keep in his house. Here, the Mishnah seems to be making a general rule that if the most people keep it, and it's an amount of that most people keep, so then you're going to be chayiv. So that's against the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, which we'll see. Okay. V'chol she'inar kasher la'atzniyo, something that is not kasher la'atzniyo. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, had the lo Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That Shita is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, as we'll almost see in a second, the Daniel the Gemara, the Breisa, Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? Anything that's not usually kept, stored in your house, and it's not enough to be stored. And let's say this person was makshivit and did store it away. So again, in the case of like the granule of salt, let's say this person kept his granule of salt in his cupboard, and he hid it, he kept it. And then let's say I went and took out that individual granule of salt. Then I am chayiv, because this guy was machshiv, that granule of salt. So when I did otzah on it, I was taking out a chashiva item. So our Mishnah is not like that. Our Mishnah seems to imply that inu chayiv ela hamatzni'o. Is that the lashon? Yeah. Inu chayiv ela hamatzni'o. Only the guy who puts it away, the guy who owns the granule of salt, will be chayiv if he takes it out. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that even I, for example, the other guy, can be chayiv if he takes out that granule of salt, because I am chayiv through his machshava. Fascinating zach. Okay. Vayter. Hamotzi tevin kamale pi para. Someone who takes out tevin. Tevin is straw. What's the shear for that? So that's kamale pi para, enough that a cow will eat, right? Straw is basic cow food. So enough that for a cow to eat, that's usually what straw is used for. So therefore, that's the shear. Eitza, if you take out eitza, that, well, tomorrow we'll discuss what that is. Kamale pi gamal. That's enough to feed a camel. That was camel food. Amir is straw, kamali pitle. Well, I guess, how's that different than tevin? One second. Rashi. Amir kashin shel shibolin. Okay, I mean, a little bit, I'm not sure exactly what the difference is between that and tevin, but a different part of the straw. Kamali pitle. That's food. That's lamb food. So that's as much as a lamb can eat. A sovim is grass. Kamala pigadi, as much as a goat can eat. Ale shuv ale betzalin, leaves of garlic and onion. Lachem kugrogeres, if they're wet, literally means wet, but it means they're fresh. So then it's a grogeres, like a normal shear. Yveshin kamala pigadi, if they're dry, so that's already fit for goat's food. but I assume we're not for human food yet. Yeah. So that's already come out of the Piyagudi. Vehemet Starfin Zevazet, and all of these items do not combine with each other, but Shalosh Bishirim, because their Shirim, their amounts, are not the same, and you see that they are separate, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay, the question is, first of all, my Eitzah, what is this Eitzah? What are we talking about? When it said, Kamali Piyag Gamal, as much as a camel will eat. I don't know, Yehuda Tevin Shalmine Kidneos, is some sort of straw from kidneys. Kidneos are beans. Some sort of bean straw. I guess not from wheat or barley, but for whatever the plant on beans, whatever beans plant beans grow on, so that would be that type of straw. Okay, that's what they would feed a camel. Ki also Rav Dini, when Rav Dini came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Amotzi Tevin Kamali Pi Para Legama. What's the din? Let's say someone takes out Tevin, straw, enough to feed a cow, but what's your purpose? You're trying to feed a camel. Right, again, we said that the shear for straw is kamale pi para. But let's say you're not feeding a para, let's say you're feeding a camel. So what's the din? Right, because the shear is the right shear, but your purpose is different. Right, a camel, the stomach can eat more than a cow. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, Rabbi Shlokesh Amar Pater. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayev. Right, that's what Rashi says, right, that the camel will eat more than a cow. So you took out a shear that's legit, but for your purposes, it's not enough. So what's the din? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev, Rabbi Shlokesh Amar Pater. Okay, so Be'orta, at night, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's Chayev, but Safra, but in the morning, Hadurbe, he took it back, and he agreed with Rabbi Shlokesh that he's Pater. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Shapi Rava, the Hadar. It's good that he took it back. Because, you know, the amount of food you took out is not shayach for a camel. Right? It needs much more than that. So it was good, because that's not considered a chashavah hotzah. Yeah. Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean, adarabba? The opposite. Kidmi yikara mistava. No, his original logic that would say you're chayiv, and it's much more logical, da chazi the parah, because that amount of food is shayach for a parah. So you see that that item, right, the individual, it's a good lump this year, but according to Abaye, the amount of the straw that you took out, regardless of what your purpose is, right, who cares what you're going to do with it? That's enough of an item that's considered chashuv, kamali pipara. So who cares that you're going to feed it to the camel? It's totally not relevant. So Gemara agrees to that point. And Ela kiasa Ravin, rather when Ravin showed up, Amar, he said, hamotzi tavin kamali pipara legamal, dekuli amalo pligi dechai. Ravin said, you're right. If you take out enough straw, kamale piapara, that would feed a cow, but you're taking out to actually feed a camel. So everybody agrees that you're chayv. That's a significant amount of straw to take out, you're chayv. Ki pligi b'motze atza kamale piapara lapara. Let's say you're feeding this eitzah, or atza, this kidneyos straw. The amount, right, again, we said the shear was kamale pi gamal, right, the amount you need to feed a camel, but you're taking this stuff out, for the amount you need to feed, kamali pi para la para, you need to feed a cow with this eitzah, which is not what it usually eats. So you're taking out enough to feed a cow for a cow, which is less than the actual shear for eitzah. The ipcha itmar, and the opposite is true, meaning the shita is the reverse. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater, Shlokesh Amar Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater, why does Rabbi Yochanan say Pater? Because achila al yidei achak lo shmei achila. Because this is very dochak eating, right? You're usually not going to feed this to a cow. I guess that's all you had left, and you got to rush it out. So that's not considered actual eating. Al-yidokak means like a last ditch situation. So if you're going to feed a cow this stuff it doesn't usually eat, so that's not considered eating. Why? Because achila yidokak shmei achila. Because no, because the cow. What do you mean? The cow is eating the food. You're sustaining the cow with the food, and therefore when you take out the cow's food enough to feed the cow, even though that's less than the normal shear of this item of this eitzah stuff, you're still going to be chayav, because that's exactly what you intended to do, and that was what you wanted to do. Okay. Amir kamali pi tla, this other type of straw, which is enough to feed a tla, feed a lamb. Batanya within the brisa, I could grogeres. Really, the shear for an amir is a grogeres, right? A dried fig. So the Gemara says, you're right, idi vidi chashuruhu, those are the same. That's the same shear, it's not a big deal. Ali shom vali bitzalim lacham kigrogeres. They said that garlic and onion leaves are, if they're wet, if they're fresh, that's the size is a gogeres, vivation, kamali piyagdi, and if they're dried out, that's enough for a goat to eat. Famous, tarpin, zem, zem, pe, shalom, shavu, bishirin, and none of these things combine because their shirim are different. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, aim, it's tarpin, lachamor, shalahim, lachom, chamor. ain't mitzdarfin the chomer shemahem. They're not mitzdarfin for the chomer shir, meaning for the smaller shir. Aval mitzdarfin la kal shemahem. But they are mitzdarf for the kal, for the lighter shir. What does that mean? That basically, if you have a smaller shir, we said that, let's take two for example. Tevin kamali pi para, that's a smaller shir. And Itza is kamali pi agamo, right? That's a larger shir, that's what Rashi says. So, let's say you don't have enough tevin. You have a mixture of tevin and etza. Okay? So, to be mitzari for the more machmir shir, which is the smaller shir, kamali pi para, right? Let's say you wanted to use etza to be mitzari to join together with the tevin to form a shir of mali pi para. So that, Rabbi Yosef Ruchnina says, does not work. But they don't combine for this more machmir shir. But if you're going to use tevin to be mitzari, to combine with Eitza to fill the shear of Mali Pi Gamal, then they are going to combine. That's what Rabbi Yosef Ben Hanina says. Because right? That's the shear that's bigger, and that's the more makil shear. So if you're combining to create the more makil shear, so then that is going to be chayav. Back in the Gemara. V'chod lo shavu b'shir rayhu, mim etzdarfin. Ah, because the Gemara asks, one second. V'chod lo shavu b'shir rayhu, mim etzdarfin. Does that really work? Or is there anything that's not the... that's not, it doesn't have the same shear, can they really be combined? Right, how could Rabbi Yosef Ben Hanina say this? That's on with the Mishnah. Beg a gimel al gimel, if you have a piece of cloth that's 3x3, a sack dalad dalad dalad, or sackcloth that's 4x4, or animal skin 5x5, mapatz, which is, I forget, it's a like a mat, what is that? So bad at finding these Rashis. Oh, I guess there isn't one. Okay, not so bad. There's some sort of mat that people sit on, I believe. So that is got to be vav. That I mean, those are the sizes, the minimum shear for them to be the kabotama. Right, so for different items, right, we said for a cloth it's 3x3, etc., etc. So different materials have a different minimum shear for to be makabel tumah. Rashi says the tumah's midras, right? For it to be makabel tumah, someone sits on it or puts his whole weight on it. The Tanya Allah, we learned it in that Mishnah. Habegev ve'asak, asak ve'or, or ve'mapatz, mitzdarfim zemze. Those specific items, right, beggar and sak and or and mapatz, they will combine. V'amar Rishimon Matam, what's the reason why they combine? They Shirui and the Tamei Moshav, because they're able to be Matamei Moshav, because they're able to be sat on, right? If you actually combine the two, so those two items would make something that is worthy, that's able to be sat on. And that's what we're talking about, Tomas Midras. Just see this Rosh over here just quickly. Right, in Katsumi Shnaim, the hand with Tikin, Tevakatoma, Kalisha, but the Mitamele, the Abatoma, the Moshe Bazal, yeah, okay, yeah, exactly like we've explained. But the Gemara learns out, Taima de Ruim, Mitame and Moshe, right, the only reason that they can be Mitame is because they're worthy, they're able to be sat on and become like Amal Tuba for Tumas Moshe, with Tumas Midras. Aval Enroy, the Tame and Moshe, well, but if they can't, right, if they're not able to be sat on, if they're not able to make Amal Tuba, right? For example, especially in our case, like, what are you combining these two animal feeds for? Right? Certain animals eat certain things, so when you combine them together, that doesn't give you more feed. Yes, b'shas adchak, you could combine with for the cow, but like, it's one thing to stitch two items together and make yourself something to sit on. Right? Yes, okay, it's not even, but you can still sit on that piece of fabric. It's another thing to pile two foods that are not necessarily eating together. Right, why would that necessarily combine to make a proper shear? So Rava says, so here, it's not talking about feeding an animal. When you combine these two items, it's ledugma, it's for an example. What is that? So Rashi says, Mishish lo limkor. So let's say a seller, you're selling these items in the marketplace. So what he does, what they would do back in the day is sover mikula, I'm in stone Rashi, they would combine them, they'd pile them up. And they put that in the window. To show that he was able to sell all of them. Right? Very often, nowadays, because Baruch Hashem, there's a plenty plentiful bounty of stuff in the world, Kosh Baruch Hu and his great chesed, giving us a tremendous amount of items and parnassah and stuff. So you walk into, let's say, a spice store, or any supermarket, and they have these different spices piled high, different colors, different, rather beautiful, smells nice. Back in the day, they didn't have that much stuff. So, as Rashi says, v'nichale, shiyu mechubara, means what they used to do, they used to take all of their items and combine it into one big pile. And that would look good, because they would, as he says, because the aidi de zutri kol chad v'chad, aruch mefarzarta, that what would they do if they put them all lined up separately? The wind would blow them away, meaning they didn't have so much to put on display. And these people didn't have like a wealth of stuff to sell. So they would pile them all together. And since it's roy that you can combine these items to put in a seller's window, in a merchant's, in a marketplace window, so then they're gonna combine to complete the more makil shear. Not because you're feeding it to an animal. That's why they'd be combining over here to be more makil shear, because the nice that people were happy when you combine them all together once in a while. So the store owner could show that he had all those items for sale. Okay, last mission of the parak. Hamotzi oklim b'kogger eschayev. What's the shear for food to do hotzah? So that any type of food that's kogger is like a dry fig. And they combine all these types of food. Well, combine with b'nei sheshava b'shirayim because they're equal with their shear. All the food that's for a person. That is going to be... those are all going to combine. Okay, chutz, except for mikliposayim, kliposam. Okay, v'gari nehem v'otzehem v'suban umorsam. So five things that are not going to combine, which is actually the first three things you're at least I was familiar with. The shell, the klipos, the shell that doesn't count. The garinim, right, the pits, the seeds that doesn't count. V'otzehem, right, what's an oketz? Right, you have an esrog. The top is the pitom, and the bottom is the oketz. So this oketz is a stem. Suban and Mursanon are different types of psoles, depending on what you are talking about. If you have a wheat kernel, I forget which is which, I think that's the Suban, so the kernel which falls off, and then after you grind it up, so then there's still something that is sifted out, that's the Mursan. Rashi says, Shanesha Banafa, Nafa, again, we said before, Nafa Rekabra, that's a sieve. So whenever you take out the grain, you start grinding it, and you sift the flour so that whatever's left over, that's the morsanon. And the suban, again, is the wheat kernel, is the shell from the wheat stalk. So those things do not combine because they're obviously not food. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chutz miklipe adashin. The only shell that does count towards the shear is beans. Beans are, adashim are specifically lentils. Because they're cooked together. If you ever eaten lentils, so they are. You know what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they grow exactly. Rashi says over here that the shell already has fallen off, and then the lentil, what's it called that you have when you eat is already without a shell. So okay, fine. So that the surrounding part of the lentil counts because that's cooked together. All right. The super morsel on this stuff. You know, one second. Is these two types of soles from the wheat? Those are not combined. By the time we're in the mission, chamishas revayim kemach ve'od chayav b'challah. What's the shear for challah? Five quarters, meaning a quarter, a kav and a quarter, 5 quarters of a kav. That's the shear for challah. How much is that practically? Usually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's about 5 pounds. I don't remember. All right, I don't want to say that for sure. I'll have to look it up after the shear. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure. But either way, one and a quarter of a kav. Kav is a measurement of flour. And a little bit more than that, meaning... Advad bechlal. So the next little bit, 0.1% of kav, that's enough to make challah. But here's the kicker for us: hein v'suban u'morsanon. That all those soleses that we said don't combine, they count towards the shear for challah. So it's a deal. I'm rabbi. Shekein ani ochal pita v'isa belusa. That what is the reason they count towards challah? Is because sometimes an ani won't go through all the steps of refining the chita and the flour, and therefore, so we see that challah is included in those things, because sometimes you make dough with all those items. But by in terms of considering it as food, so that's not going to be mitzdarif to a shear that's chashiv for hotzah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chutz meklibi adashim on mispashal zimayim. I just said about the lentils, adashim in pulin lo. And my implant learns, what are you telling me, that lentils, yes, and but beans, no? That tiny one under the bright side, Rabbi Yehuda Omer chutz meklibi pulin v'adashim, right? The pulin, other types of beans are also, the shells of those beans are included, just like the adashim. Just like the lentils. It says, lokasha, ka ha'chadati ha'batiki. It depends on whether the produce is literally means new or old, but fresh or not fresh. Meaning, if it's fresh, so then it's the shells are edible. But if it's not fresh, so then the shells are inedible, and then they won't combine. I just kind of jumped the gun. Amar atiki, my time alone, why won't the old shells, the old beans, rather, do not combine with their shells? Because it looks like apparently these beans, when they Rashi says change choros, because the shell of the bean as it gets older turns blacker, and then it looks like zvum, it looks like flies are in the dish, and therefore people would take those out. And that was unappetizing, to say the least. Okay, either way, Rabbi says shkarek gadol hadra lachal gadol. We have finished the perek on Chag Gadol, and it's a shame. We'll start Hamotzi Yayin, the Heilige Erev Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.